How's it hanging? You're listening to Shark Bait. This is Kai Wilcox coming at you from KGNU Media Gardens at New Vista. Check it. A sentiment in which I have often heard, rephrased, and spit out myself is that my generation feels a deep longing for something we can't quite remember. As the children and grandchildren of prosperity, we are accustomed to a deeply consumerist culture that promises wealth to grit and determination. We have not known a world without the sum of all knowledge at our fingertips. So what's missing? Some would say nature or time spent outside. Others would say it's human connection that we lack. However, I beg to differ. Many of us share the same fears of feeling trapped in a world we didn't choose. I'm not at liberty to say whether or not this is specific to Gen Z. However, with the tools and information available to us, it's impossible to grow up blind to the lives of others, be it across the world or just across the neighborhood. This is generating an unprecedented amount of empathy. The knowledge that others have the same complex inner lives as us, the realization that it's not us as people that are different, but rather our environments. And with that, emerges the thought that our own world could be different, better even. I had an epiphany the other day. The assassination of Qasem Soleimani and subsequent fears of a US invasion into Iran ignited a certain despair within me that I know is shared by my peers. Despair at the state of our country's collective morality, despair at the lack of empathy that I've grown accustomed to, and despair at the absolute powerlessness I possess. The epiphany didn't hit me like a brick, but rather like two curtains pulled away to present the reality of the situation. I knew then that my despair mimicked that of those who protested Vietnam, those who let their hair grow long after the invasion of Cambodia, and all those like me who have been let down by the bureaucracies that be. I am one of the oldest of my generation. I will be one of the first of my generation to vote. The longing I feel is for a childhood I could not experience, and my despair has begun to morph into a righteous anger towards those who have left a crueler world behind for their children. We have never known a world without war that we can't seem to win or lose, let alone put an end to. Those of my age present a new chance for change and diplomacy, a chance we have to seize.